Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, September 17th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Welcome back to Grover's Corners. Our Town begins Broadway previews tonight. The classic play by Thornton Wilder is currently receiving its fifth revival. Jim Parsons leads the company as the all-knowing stage manager who narrates the piece and takes the audience into the daily lives of the town's denizens. Also part of the cast of 28 are Katie Holmes, Zoe Deutsch, Billy Eugene Jones, Ephraim Sykes, Richard Thomas, Michelle Wilson, Julie Halston, and Donald Weber Jr. Our Town is directed by Kenny Leon. Opening night is October 10th at the Ethel Barrymore Theater for a run through January 19th. In casting news, Grammy-winning singer-songwriter Alison Russell will make her Broadway debut in Hadestown as Persephone beginning November 12th. Born in Montreal, Russell has recorded two solo albums and was once a member of three different folk groups. Persephone is currently being played by another Grammy-nominated recording artist, Yola, who is set to play her final performance on October 20th. Lana Gordon will return to Hadestown and play the role in the interim from October 22nd through November 10th. Hadestown continues its run at the Walter Kerr Theater. The administrative offices above the St. James Theater on West 44th Street will be turned into the premium 1,000-square-foot Ambassador Lounge. Ambassador Theater Group, who owns the venue, is bringing on Costow Greenwood Architects to create a new experience. It is expected to be completed in time for the start of the run for Sunset Boulevard, beginning previews at the St. James on the 28th, and will remain active for future tenants. The lounge will be open before performances start and during intermissions. Access will be an add-on to the price of any ticket. Per Broadway World, patrons will be able to socialize in an intimate setting and enjoy refreshments, light snacks, and private restrooms. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, September 15th. It was a solid bounce-back week all around for Broadway's box office, as total gross increased by over 7% following last week's post-Labor Day drop. Nearly every show rose in attendance as well, by 5% as a whole for Broadway. Of note, last week was the second and final week of Broadway Week, the biannual two-for-one ticket promotion. Two shows began previews, the new plays The Hills of California and Yellow Face. The former grossed just over $279,000 at the Broadhurst Theater over its first four previews, while the latter took in just $148,000 over three previews. In a five-performance week, McNeil, starring Robert Downey Jr., proved its might with over $954,000 at the Vivian Beaumont. Over at Cabaret, original cast members Eddie Redmayne and Gail Rankin played their final week of performances, vaulting the musical into the third highest grosser of the week, with nearly $1,675,000 in their bank. Although just 11 of the 28 running shows grossed at least $1 million, 21 of them played to houses that were at least 90% full. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.